It may not look like it, but chances are your office is teeming with life. Bacteria are living it up on your desk, telephone, keyboard, and computer mouse, and the living's good. A recent study from the University of Arizona reported that the average desk has 400 times more bacteria on it than a toilet seat. Dr. Charles Gerba headed up this study, which was funded by the Clorox Company. Gerba's an environmental microbiologist. He's into the really common folk of the microbial world, the ones who hang out in bathrooms, kitchens, and public places. Gerba's team took over 7,000 samples from offices in four cities and found that bacteria are getting a free pass in cubicles.
This is personal space, and people don't clean it. Your janitorial crews won't come in here and clean it. You're in charge of it, so nobody does anything. And people tend to eat meals there, slop their coffee around. So your desktop becomes a bacteria cafeteria. And I get the idea that most people probably don't clean their desk until they start sticking to it. So it's kind of a neglected area of where people don't clean.
For the most part, Gerba says the bacteria probably aren't that big a problem. He says the danger comes from the fact that you're creating a great place for microbes to hang out. So some of the more unsavory elements of the germ crowd, like salmonella or that cold virus, might also show up. Gerba's findings sound about right to Robert Miller. He's a private practice industrial hygienist in San Antonio. Miller says he's gone into office spaces that are, well, gross.
Some keyboards I've seen literally are just almost blackened from the debris that has collected on them. And, of course, the dirt that I'm speaking about tends to be a food source for microorganisms, or at least a temporary storage place for transfer onto fingers and then subsequently onto other things that people touch.
So think about that the next time you borrow someone's stapler. But before you start freaking out, thinking you're seeing things crawling around the simulated wood grain, there are a few things you can do. Charles Gerba divided the office workers in his study into two groups. One group wiped down their workspaces with disinfecting wipes, and the other did nothing. After 2 days, the wiping workers had spaces with bacterial levels 99% lower than non-wipers. Gerba says this shows the whole issue can be dealt with pretty easily.
Don't become over-paranoid about germs. There are certain key areas where germs tend to build up because people aren't paying attention. And all it takes is a little effort to make those office areas a little bit more hygiene.
Going anti-bac on the mouse isn't the only way to dampen the microbial party. Robert Miller recommends that cleaning staffs use vacuum cleaners equipped with HEPA filters because vacuuming stirs up a lot of germs lurking in carpet. And Miller says you should listen to mom.
Real basic things like paying more attention to personal hygiene when using the restroom. That's probably the single best thing that everyone needs to be reminded of.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
And maybe it's time you got your own stapler. For The Health Show, I'm Greg Dahlman.